Com.
Day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary, are you with us?
Yes.
How can I help?
Hey, I wanted to say, first off, I love the show. It's great. I found it a couple of months ago, and it's very informative. I really like it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question about my wife. She's 53. She's been in really good health. She's had chronic, sinus problems, allergies, asthma, her whole life. And I find it, it's funny that she goes to see the family doctor, and they send you to the specialist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and she gets these chronic, sinus infections that sometimes she can have 6 or 8 or 9, a year, it's like we get the same, we go to the doctor, we get the nose sprays, the allergy, or we'll get some antibiotics. She seems like she's on antibiotics constantly.
Yeah.
To the point where last year, it affected her, her blood levels apparently, because she came up, had a physical and had problems with the, with the blood and the liver and stuff. Well, we got that cleared up, but, she's been relatively a really healthy person, but it seems like these chronic sinus infections just get her down, and then they put her on prednisone, which she's taken that off and on, which I think she's probably taken it too much, because it's a strong medicine, but I'm just wanting to know if there's anything, you can give us, maybe diet-wise or anything else that might help her out.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things I think about. First, let me get into this. I mean, just so you know, the antibiotics and the antihistamines and the nose sprays and all that, that's what we do in medicine. That's all we have. That's kind of our arsenal. So, unless you're really going down more of a natural route, you're never going to go to a traditional MD, typically, okay, very rare, and get a bunch of alternative treatments for allergies. Just not usually going to find that. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? And first and foremost, how does she eat? Are eating habits good or not so good?
Pretty good. Her weight is good. Like I said, she's been a relatively pretty healthy person.
But healthy because she's thin, because of her metabolism and of her choices?
Yeah.
When you say good, why don't you let me see if it's good or not? All right, so give me, what is a typical day? Just give me her breakfast on a typical day.
Oh, probably juice, cereal, maybe a toast, or, she usually eats pretty light in the morning, and then she'll have maybe fruit or maybe a light salad for lunch. And then she eats just a regular dinner, with fruit, vegetables.
Meat and vegetables kind of thing, right?
Maybe a small portion of chicken or fish or meat or something. But I thought she ate pretty healthy,
Well, yeah, I get it. It's not like she's eating fried chicken every meal with French fries. So, yeah, and eating a bunch of bonbons all day. So I get that. The interesting thing is, when somebody suffers from allergies at any level, you've got to look at their diet. And two of the biggest culprits for any type of allergic response in the body, and this is not forever. So when I say think about avoiding these foods for a period of time, it's not just forever. It's for a period of time. But you might want to think about avoiding all grains, so your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, because they contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, although she may not be considered celiac, she may be in a situation where her body's just sensitive to it. And by coming off gluten, her body can function at a much higher level, meaning that it reduces foods that create a bunch of histamine. The histamine is produced by certain cells called the mast cells or basophils, okay, without getting too technical. Just so you know, you can eat foods and it can create this histamine response in the body, which is why when you have allergies, you take an antihistamine, okay? So that's how it happens. So if you eliminate the foods that cause this histamine response in the body many times, you can reduce the allergic response in the body. And milk is another one, too, so dairy products. So those two, cutting them completely out of the diet for about 8 weeks, you'll notice a big difference. I mean, huge. It's either going to work or it's not. And that's where you can kind of look into that. But, yeah, I mean, those kind of foods typically do cause a lot of allergies to people. And whenever it's chronic, like whenever somebody is constantly dealing with it, I mean, you got a couple things. Number one, the foods. Number two, stress levels in their life. So if you've got a lot of emotional stress, or you're going through a tough time, or you know, loss of a job, or a family member, a loved one, whatever, that can produce a lot of stress in the body, which can raise cortisol, stress hormone, and can release more histamine. That's a whole different topic. But you know, just the emotional part of it definitely plays a role. So I would look into the eating part. And does she take any supplements at all, by chance?
Maybe just a multivitamin, maybe some D.
Okay, some of the basics. Well, there are some supplements that can be helpful when you've got a lot of allergies. One being what's called a proteolytic enzyme. Now, these proteolytic enzymes are found in pineapple, typically. Bromelain is a big part of what they're made out of. But it's really good to get them in a supplement form. You can pick them up at a health food store. And you take these proteolytic enzymes about an hour after a meal. And what they do is they break down the excess proteins that might not get digested during the major part of the digestion process. That they are kind of headed toward elimination. Those are the proteins that typically create a lot of the histamine. And so the proteolytic enzymes go in and they help break those down. And again, they're really inexpensive. You can go to a health food store and just tell them you want some proteolytic enzymes and they should know what you're talking about. But that can be helpful, too. And you can look at that for a period of time. But allergies can be a real bear. A lot of people struggle with them, and deal with them. And they can be really uncomfortable. But, you know, having to go to antibiotics all the time like that, at that level, my gosh, I feel terrible for it. It's not a fun place to be in. Probiotics are good, too, just so you know. Keeping that good, healthy bacterial flora in the gut can make a big difference. I mean, a huge difference, because it really, even though she's healthy, you know, even though she's been relatively doing great, when it comes down to the sinuses and congestion and allergies and just all of that business, you know, they can call it sinus infection, whatever. Still, you get back to the root cause of what's going on, and typically that's what tends to be the root. Good that she's taking vitamin D, by the way. Her immune system will benefit tremendously. If she's not doing blood tests, I would have her get a blood test done about every 6 months. Might be a smart thing because, you know, let's say she's taking 1,000 units of D every day. And her blood test shows that she's at like 30 for her vitamin D. Well, she's extremely low at the low end of the range at that point. It's not doing that much for her immune system. But if she started taking more D, like maybe 5,000, 7,000 units a day, and you get her numbers up to like 90, 80 or 90, now you're talking. Because the upper end of the range is 100, and then her immune system will get strong. So you can adjust the levels based on the blood work, and the doctor can help you do that. Okay, a couple things to think about. But I hope she feels better. Keep me posted. Call me back on the show. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of new choices are you going to make to improve your health? So you can go to the next level for your health and for your life. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, lines are open.
open. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, you can go online and check us out at getwellradio.com. All the nutrition information that you're looking for, learning how to lifestyle your way back to health. Our lifestyle team and wellness team, we really fill in the gaps. Got a great, great team that's growing every single day. Wellness experts around the country joining our team to really give you the best in lifestyle choices. And it really is the area that we're missing. So if you're trying to figure out how to drop those pounds, if you're figuring out what kind of nutrition that your body needs, and you're really looking for a new start, somebody to coach you and walk with you along the way, that's what we're here for. That's what our team is here for. Because we want to see you live better, have more hope to really go through life and achieve all that you want to achieve. And that's what we're here. That's what all of this is about. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And it's about everything that you are looking for to be and to achieve. Let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'll just recap from our little telephone incident.
glad to have you back.
Earlier hour, my phone went crazy.
Okay.
My name is Rebecca. And anyway, I lost 75 pounds over the last two or three years. Oh, I've had hypertension since I was 19. I'm 55 years old now. I eat healthy now, and but over the last 15, maybe 18 years, I've been in and out of emergency rooms, hospital stays. I've had all the tests ran, perfect heart, no glitches on any of my tests, but I have a chest pain that comes and goes. And I have been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia. My doctor is a cardiologist by profession and my MD, and he's a great doctor. And essentially, the chest pain is always right above my heart, and it just scares me really bad when it happens. And I'm just wondering, is that typical with hiatal hernia, with acid reflux? Is that a typical pain? Is there something deeper that we're just not finding?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, when you say something deeper that we're not finding, I mean, the reality is the doctor himself or herself, you know, is going to have to do the testing to figure that out. And that's tough for me to just say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's many, many issues that could be causing them. Everything from, it could be a heart, but if you rule everything out, meaning if they do the EKGs and an echo and they do everything, all the basic tests, and even the blood work, and it's showing that everything's fine, then they have to go with, okay, everything's okay. But if it's still bothering you, still hurting, it could be something else. I mean, it could be anxiety masking itself as some type of heart-related issue. It could be costochondritis, which is where you got the ribs actually going into the sternum, and there could be a malposition in those, and that's where a good chiropractic physician can come in, believe it or not. Would work very well. Physical therapy could do well, too, in resolving that. So there's a lot of could-bes when it comes to chest pain. And, you know, so is it been, let me ask you this question, just from my own curiosity. Has it been coming and going? And does it go, you know, does the pain go down your arm very often, your left arm?
No, I don't really feel anything going down my arm or any other heart-related symptoms typically. It's just, it feels like about 2 to 3 inches right above my heart in my chest, and the pain never moves, and it just hurts the same way each time. And I think that because I've been more obese, and because I've had hypertension for so long, I think that I jump to conclusions and I get scared. And I
but that's
think
okay.
It could be related to my doctor prescribed at one time for me Nexium for the acid reflux for the hiatal hernia. And that was diagnosed with the upper GI and everything. So I'm sure that it's there. It's just that I couldn't continue to take Nexium because it gave me bad side effects. So we've tried switching me over to more like just a name brand acid reducer, and that does seem to help. I do feel like that has helped. And so, you know, I guess I should just look at the obvious thing instead of worrying about the unobvious.
Yeah, but it's okay, Rebecca, to go through that. You know, I mean, it's a normal response to feel that way. And you're dealing with your heart, potentially. And so it would freak anybody out. So it's not being overly cautious. But at the end of the day, if you've ruled everything out and they've checked it and it's not your heart, you might want to go have someone look at it. Now, did they say anything about it being like an atypical angina chest pain, which is just kind of a generalized, almost cramping of the heart muscle, basically?
No, they've actually never found anything at all related to my heart. I'm very thankful to say.
Absolutely.
And initially, 2 to 3 years ago, that is what got me in gear about adjusting the way that I ate. And 75 pounds is significant, but I have about another 50 pounds to go. And I'm trying to get back to the original way that I started doing this, was by only placing things in my mouth that helped my body. Vegetables and olive oil. And I have read up, and I do know quite a bit now about things that are a positive effect on your body.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think just sticking with that game plan and sticking with what you're doing is good. I would maybe go into a chiropractic physician's office, have them take a look at it. Because if it is something like a costochondritis, there's a lot of techniques that they can use to get it resolved. And if you carried a lot of weight before, then there could be some malposition in those areas. Literally the most minute shifting in that area could create a lot of pain. I mean, it feels like sometimes somebody's putting just a knife in that area. It hurts to breathe, that sort of thing. So that's a possibility. So if you've had the weight on you, which you have, and now you've lost it, that's a possibility. Because if the muscles themselves have atrophied in that area and they used to hold, there can be some shifting. And at least they can check it out and give you a good overview. And it wouldn't be that expensive. Most of them take insurance, and at least you can get an evaluation to rule that out. And you may find that that was an issue the entire time. The structural aspect of the body is very overlooked, and most people don't think about it. They're just like, what pill do I need to take to make this better? And a lot of times it can be on the structural side of the body. So just a little note to think on, and definitely good to hear from you. Keep me posted, okay? We'll be right back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, are you with us? Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I help?
Okay. I'm a 50-year-old, and I'm really sick. And I was on a protocol of medication, which was Prilosec and Abilify. And the Prilosec was for LPR, and I had that severely. I have had to have $7,000 worth of dental work because of the severity of the reflux, and I have retention system, my sinus cavities from that. I was on Abilify for sleep and as an add-on for depression, and was given Cymbalta. I received a prednisone shot and was a smoker. And I have a very complicated medical history. I have a benign brain disease, brain lesion, and on. I have a rare spinal cord disorder, tardive cyst. I have foot drop. I have osteoarthritis. I have fibromyalgia. I recently found out that I didn't know. I was 2 inches shorter then. I knew that I had been. And I was left with this medicine, Seclin and Cymbalta was added with a bleeding disorder.
Okay.
Approximately 3 weeks. That developed into scalded skin syndrome. And I haven't had any medical treatment. I've been waiting. This has been going on since July. I'm dismissed from my 20-year-old medical practice because of complaints. I went to a local hospital, unnamed, and had been unhappy with an internist there. And that was when I wasn't sure why I was losing the ability to use my right foot, and I'm dismissed from that. I have an upcoming appointment with the dermatology associate because I have lost so many layers of my skin. I'm unable to control my body temperature to regulate it. I still am able to be any hair, rip. You know, my skin is so fragile. I recently lost my eyelashes 2 weeks ago. For mental health support, because I'm so toxic to everything now. I was already toxic to NSAIDs. I was already toxic to a multitude of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer take the Abilify, any classification of that drug. I cannot take the Prilosec. I have received the most severe side effects from those drugs, and when I tried to stay on them, even after I discontinued without medical support, don't do it alone, but I had to. It was to save my life. The Cymbalta, and really who helped me was poison control in Louisville, Kentucky. I have no doctor. I'm alone. I'm really sick. And I am trying so hard. I am, for nutrition, following the advice of a Chinese herbalist in Massachusetts who said for fibromyalgia that I have and pain, which I have a great deal of pain, that our bodies are wet for that condition. And he suggested to go on foods that potentially, what he said, dry internally the body system out. And because I'm so allergic to everything now, I can't hardly eat. I didn't know I had an ulcer either, and I can barely get food in. And so I'm trying to follow the wet protocol that the doctor suggested. I get a few bites of food in at a time. I'm constantly running a fever, and I don't know what.
I understand. Well, I know it's tough, and I know it's not easy. But it sounds like you've got a decent team around you to help you, right?
No, I have no one.
Well, you got the Chinese, I mean, the Chinese herbalist. Are you seeing him, or do you just go by advice, like over the internet, or do you talk to him by phone? How does that
work? Right, no. His advice is an internet email that you can go symptomatically through. And that seems to be, I've always had that issue and tried to explain that to doctors. My body can never take heat, and it's always in a wet state.
But most doctors don't understand that because they don't understand Chinese medicine.
Okay. Well, that my body tends to accumulate fluid always.
Right. But I'm just saying a lot of traditional medical doctors are not trained in Chinese medicines. You know what I mean? So they're not really going to get that.
Okay.
So you have a primary care doctor that you're working with right now that is really helping you? I mean, the one that's been giving you the medicine?
No, I can't take any. I am excluded from medications. I'm allergic now to them.
To all of them, right? Even though, I mean, the antibiotics that you were taking for quite some time, you can't even take anymore, right?
The MRSA, for the MRSA, I went to emergency room to get a second protocol, but those wound sites are still sore, and I have an upcoming appointment to go for a one-time visit to a dermatology clinic for the, you know, for where I've lost the eyelashes and where I've lost all the multi-layers of my skin.
I understand. So your question to me is what?
And alone and dismissed.
You just need somebody to help, right?
No, I have no one. I don't know a doctor that will see me. I don't know where to find a doctor.
Have you gone to a naturopathic physician at all?
I've considered that at to go back to GNC. You don't have knowledge of herbal products. That's all I'm using. For calm.
I mean, that's fine for your GABA levels and anxiety and that sort of thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got all kinds of ideas, but that's not for me to just tell you a bunch of herbal things that'll help right or that could possibly help right now is not what you need. That's not my best play of advice for you. And if my best bit of information for you is really with everything you have going on, you don't need to hear something from me. Per se, you need to get someone that can dig in with you. Does that make sense? Like, I mean,
right.
You need someone that can really get an hour with you just on the consultation to get all the details and do a brief, you know, a thorough exam and really dig into your history and walk in this thing with you. And traditional medicine is good, but I think in your case of what you're looking for, someone that's been trained as a naturopathic physician would be very helpful. And, you know, if you've gone the medical route and you and the antibiotics and whatnot are not helping you, how long has it been since you've been to, say, an internal medicine doctor or, like you said, a dermatologist, anyone? And how long has it been?
I haven't. My last medical appointment was an urgent treatment visit and a hospital visit, and they said, you need to be seen now. You need to be seen now. And I tried to readmit to the only two places I actually had any medical history and declined. So I need to find someone who could work with me. And I have, when they gave me my medical history finally, it filled up a complete sheet. I didn't know that I had some of the things that I had. So I've had to secure all of my medical records alone to try to find another doctor for treatment. I mean, I have had everything that could go wrong, did go wrong. I'm so debilitated. I don't have any understanding how to get into a recovery state at this point.
Well, here's the thing. I understand that you're upset and you're scared and you don't know where to turn. I understand that. But you have to definitely get someone with you that can guide you. And there are people that do care about you. I mean, we do. But it's finding someone near you, you know what I mean, that really can dig in with you, kind of take you by the hand and walk you through the process. Many times, the reason I'm saying a naturopathic physician, I think that they're really good because they tend to take a lot of time and they see a lot of cases after it's already gone to the traditional medical route. And, you know, and a lot of medical doctors are not real big fans of that form of treatment, but it's definitely worth, you know, meeting with someone and telling them your story and letting them kind of dig in. I wouldn't completely stop on the medical route either, though. And if maybe the doctors that have worked with you have come to the end of their line, find another one. You know, there's always a little bit of training that a doctor can have that may have an answer. You know, because I'll tell you this, God hasn't left you in the middle of all this. I mean, you know, that's just my own opinion. And, you know, he says he'll never leave you. So he's the great physician. He's greater than any of us. He's the one that provides all the education for it anyway. So I would trust in that. Have hope to know that there's a better day coming. But reach out for what you know to find some of these doctors to walk with you.
Hello,
friends. America's Health Coach here to personally invite you to one of the largest health and wellness events in the country. The 9th Annual Alive Expo is May 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be speaking live at the expo where you'll be able to sample natural and organic products, enjoy live health lectures, fitness and cooking demos, and get discounts on many of your favorite natural wellness products and receive plenty of free samples. Let's go green and get healthy at the 9th Annual Alive Expo May 4th and 5th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to AliveExpo.com to get your tickets. That's AliveExpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Madigan. Does that say that right? Madigan?
Yes, Edward Madigan, sir.
Okay, Edward, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help, sir?
I had a recent issue with my type 2 diabetic in control of meds. Had it for over 10 years, and all of a sudden they take a routine EKG. Had like three of them done in the last, say, 2 years, and all of a sudden now it's saying sinus rhythm, then it goes possible minor infarction, which means minor heart attack. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what could be doing that.
Well, I mean, what do your doctors tell you so far? Did they give you any kind of inkling of what's going on?
Just, I had an echocardiogram done, and they couldn't find anything there. But I was told by the technician, he goes, well, it usually means there's a blockage somewhere, and part of your heart muscle got deprived of oxygen. And I don't know, I feel fine, feel good. Never, you know, I've never had any heart issues in my life. I'm an ex-military guy, a Marine corporal from way back in the 80s. I finished up in 89. And mm-hmm. Currently, you know, I work full-time, and I'm one of those, I'm over 50 now, I'm 51, but I'm always been like the positive type. And, you know, I'm the diabetic issue, yeah, I couldn't get around it. I do my best with it with medicine control on an average of 7 to 7.5 on my A1C. So, you know, that isn't really a factor so much, but that's what's scaring me a little bit. Why would your EKG come back all of a sudden minor infarction? You know, I've never had that happen.
Yeah, but that could be a variant too. I mean, because it comes back like that doesn't mean you should be overly concerned. Especially, did the doctor say to be overly concerned, or he said don't worry about it?
Yeah, he more or less said don't worry about it. But I have a medical ticket with the FAA that's kind of dependent on that. I had my private pilot license since I was a lot younger, and I planned on in the future, near future, to upgrade my skill levels. And basically, I have to get a first-class medical. I currently have a third-class with a special issuance for the diabetes thing. You can fly an airplane, but you got to have the right paperwork filed and get approval. And so I was going to get my first class, and that's when that came up, right during the exam. It was just basically a trial exam just to see how things are going. You know, that came up, so it's a good thing I did it that way. But, you know, that concern with it, but I'm just trying to figure out, why would all of a sudden every EKG machine turn on? You know, that's what it feels like, you know. But you don't have any ideas at all? Or?
Well, I mean, it could be there's a lot of different reasons why that can happen. But, I mean, like quite a few. And only if I had all the testing and that sort of thing to really look at could I give you a real good, solid answer. But, I mean, there's several things and reasons why. But why? I mean, do you absolutely know why and just give you a definitive answer? I think your doctor would have already given you that. You know, it's just one of those deals where you just don't know. And the heart itself, when it shows these variants, like on an EKG or an echo or whatever, you just have to look at them. And there's certain little aspects of these tests that will just give you some baseline answers. And you can go back to the textbooks and what they teach us. But at the end of the day, you have to just say, okay, well, the heart's just doing this, and, you know, here's why. Or we don't know why. And so you have to focus on not so much of what the test said, but what can you do to make your heart strong, and what can you do to support your heart? I mean, that really needs to be the focus of your mindset more than anything. Because, again, you feel great, right? Everything's going okay, but then you've got a test over here that says, well, you know, here's the deal. And so it gets you kind of concerned. And I get that. I mean, I would be too. But just so you know, a lot of people have things that pop up on these tests,
and really they're living normal lives. And you can have little anomalies from birth that show up. You can have issues with the mitral valve. You can have, you know, you develop stenosis later on, but not even really feel anything so much. But there can be these variants there, and people live completely normal lives, and their heart functions completely normal. So, I mean, just so you know, I wouldn't overly focus on that. What I would focus on is, okay, now you're in your 50s, and you're an ex-military guy, and you want to do everything you can to support your heart and support your health and to really function at a key level and a high level. So, I mean, the question becomes, okay, what can you do to make that happen? So supplements and things, I mean, foods, are you eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, getting at least two or three servings per lunch and dinner minimum every day? Are you eating non-inflammatory foods? Are you exercising at least 5 days a week? Are you getting plenty of fish oil, 1 to 2 servings a day, plenty of vitamin D, plenty of CoQ10? Are you, you know, eating plenty of fish and keeping your carbohydrates moderate? You know, are you drinking plenty of water? Half your body weight in ounces. Are you getting plenty of rest? Supporting the adrenal glands? I mean, see, these are all the questions that you should be asking yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, supporting the body, supporting the heart, and keeping the body at a good place where you can go to that next level, so that as you go in and you get tested again at your yearly physical or whatever, and they start noticing that there's, you know, there might be a little variant there, but man, you're healthy. You know, now we're talking. So you got the heart of a 35-year young guy. I mean, those are the kind of things that you want to hear based on your choices that you're making at this point. So now that you're in a place where you can really focus and you can really make better choices, make good choices, that's really the direction you want to focus in. So, I mean, is there anything you can take or anything to fix that? If that's a question in your mind, I wouldn't really, not so much. And I don't, it's one of those things where I don't know because I don't have all the tests and everything in front of me. So the doctor would have already told you that. But what can you do moving forward? That's the key. And there's a lot you can do. My book talks about that a lot, too. It's called Empowering Your Health. A lot of tools in there that can help, okay? Thanks for the call, and glad to hear you're doing well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.